Chale, do I for free your mind, oh, share. Free your mind.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Free Your Mind Podcast with me, your host, Tatas Caritas. And Nancy, you know, the Nkomana Yedino, very, very short and concise. And we are talking about real issues on the ground, things that you cannot talk about. That's what we talk about. So feel free to send us a DM on Twitter at GCR Free Your Mind and on all platforms at the Gold Coast Report Podcast. We, this time around, you're not going to see a visual because I've done facials. It's not facials. It's treatment. Look, guys, it's such a big deal that I have taken my skin, put it under fire, and they are doing it's such an improvement. Like how GCR is feeling themselves. Me, I'm feeling myself, even though my face is patch. I'm feeling myself. But I'll talk more about this procedure on my monologue when I'm recording my solo podcast. But today I have in the studio Mami Damte.
Hello.
Yeah. Mami Damte no, muna mu amu fise muni masa no. Those of you think you know how to dance, mom brana mami chere masa because muni masa. Mami, osa, opa madie, osa ye carpentry. In fact, oye joinery. Mami ye joinery. Se se ye sinye ka carpentry biom, eye joinery.
Ampa.
Hello.
Ampa.
Mon te brofo. Okay. Nasi ka brofo, ana mu jebe. Mon te brofo. Mami, welcome to the studio, Charlie.
Thank you, T. What's up?
I'm good. I'm exhausted, but I'm good. I need a trip. I need a vacation.
Girl.
And I'll take it by the grace of God. I'll by all means take it.
Amen.
Because I cannot kill myself.
No.
How have you been? How's life?
Charlie, in cool. Ekufuadu, Ghana. Inside, oh, Charlie. The Ghana is Ghana.
Ghana, yeah. Oh, it's here, no. As someone said, Ghana, no. It is Ghana in... Over Ghana,
yeah,
it is not under. Over Ghana, because right now
we know the street.
Who chose to see her now? 500 cities score 1,000.
Now see 500. Charlie,
let me carry the name. Me who are you? Me worry 500. Now make a more one on my way. Don't make a 1,000.
Girl, it ain't easy.
Don't make a 1,000. Need 2,000.
We did inside. God day, so we did.
So welcome to today's episode of the podcast.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about the tailor and seamstresses and their delays.
Ayeka.
Oh, what name? Can be better than I say, Eka. Because my one name will have me read the amount. My comments will have me read.
Okay, but you read the mommy.
And then I'll be better to say, Eka. I didn't. So, for my dear.
I saw it for my dear.
You saw it for my dear.
Oh, I want a little less stress on my mind. Locked in my room and got time for your answers. I got my senses. You ain't gonna tell me I'm not in your world. Oh, I just wanna be free. From all the chaos you brought into my life.
I see. Please, before I even read this, I forgot to add that, you see, today there to be Basa here, but I forgot to add, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, why? At the Gold Coast Report. Go and subscribe, that's where all the juice is at. Anyway, so today we are talking about tailors and seamstresses and their delay, the people who keep your dress, D-Day before they bring it, we're talking about all that. I'm going to read comments from X. Also, when... You want to read comments from any place, read it. But you see, when you say X,
yeah.
X for no money filter, no money.
At all.
Yes.
Charlie.
X there, they will tell you their mind. And it's my
favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite app for a reason. X. They don't see yourself. So
at
X,
all.
Who you're celebrating and your pockets
in your
house.
Pocket, Charlie.
When you come to the TL, there are goons who run the world,
Charlie.
On the X. Anyway, so at Yvonne_Wood said,
mm-hmm.
Apart from tailors, what other kind of people lie the most? Men.
Definitely.
Men. Men. The next bunch of people who lie are men. And at Cam Krapan, hey, the name is very long.
Lady, no men.
But mm-hmm. This person said, tailors end up stitching what they want you to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Poke also said, expectations always bring disappointments, whether it is from Elon Musk or tailors.
Tailors are just straight bullets.
At Adore, tailors, ? They will embarrass you.
Oh, Charlie.
To Fiakwa, I can't even believe my life right now. Ha. You know, I have had an experience with a seamstress sewing, and a popular one at that, making an outfit for me and doing what she wants. And I took the outfit back
to her.
To her. Yeah, yeah. I did. Me, mm-hmm. I'm Samuel. I can come and give
no,
it to
no,
you.
No, of course.
I took the outfit back to her. I didn't take my money back. I didn't take anything back. I just did not want to see the damn outfit in my room.
So you gave her the dress to keep?
Yeah, I gave her. Because the more I see the outfit, the more
pissed you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I'll be upset. Yeah, so yeah. I have learned to put away the triggers. Anything that will trigger me,
yeah,
I would rather avoid.
Yeah, that's actually mommy, a very good...
I want to ask you this question.
Sure.
About tailors.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they take what they can handle?
You see, the thing is, sometimes I feel as if they feel mm-hmm. like they can do it.
Mm.
There are some people who have the luxury of having multiple people do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Others don't. So they tend to have to do everything themselves.
So they'll take everything.
So they'll take everything. But I don't advise that you do that because in the end, then you are going to end up disappointing somebody.
Mm.
And then that's when you're going to be put on blast. They're going to come and put you on Instagram and all these things.
Mm.
And then, you know, which is not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, mm-hmm. if you know that you can't, then don't.
And don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So thing is, so should we start using lie detectors?
And I know they're overbooked.
To believe, because me, my formula is if the event is on 20th, I'll tell you the event is on 15th.
Yes.
So that the outfit will be
That's
ready
the
before.
That's the best thing you can do.
Before the time.
Because if I take your outfit or you come to me and ask me, how long is it going to take? Even if I know it's going to take 2 weeks, I'll tell you it's going to take 3.
Mm.
So that within the 3 weeks, I have leeway to be able to do if there's alterations that need to be done, blah mm-hmm. blah blah, all those things can be done, and then you receive your outfit.
Oh, okay.
Do you get? But yeah. If I tell you, oh, I'm going to finish in 3 days or in a week,
mm.
you're expecting the dress to be finished in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I might not be able to finish it. Then I'm the one who is now under pressure.
You okay. Know?
And yeah, I don't like pressure.
You don't like pressure.
Yeah, I don't like pressure.
But you people give us pressure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like pressure. I can't speak for others, but personally, I don't like pressure.
So what's the reason for some people, example, engagements or weddings, mm-hmm. in fact, traditional marriages, that's
yeah.
the most I've seen people yeah. complain about.
Yeah.
What's with bringing their outfit on the day of the ceremony?
Why would you do that?
Oh, it's happening.
Yes, I know it happens, but why would you wait till the day of, like, look, I'll give you an example. I had a wedding and the wedding was in Volta. Okay. And when I got there, on the day of the wedding, some of the bridesmaids' dresses were not properly done. I had to literally help them stitch and, you know,
redo.
There was one tailor still sewing someone's dress downstairs and all of that. And I'm like, why would you even like stress yourself? You know that there are 6 people, some of them even were coming from Canada, wherever, and you're going to wait until the day of the thing to finish sewing their dresses. I mean, come on. That's unacceptable.
It is. And then when people are angry and they talk about it, tailors and designers, designers, we shouldn't call them tailors.
Designers are, it means that you're pretty much all round.
Mm.
So you do illustration, pattern, cutting, drafting,
everything. Okay, so they are saying that, I don't know, hey, but come back here into my head, the thing is gone. Wow.
They shouldn't get upset when they are not able to deliver the clothes.
Yeah, so what they don't want clients to get upset when they are not able to deliver. And then maybe when clients are upset and they call you out and those things, then them vex. But do you understand that it's somebody's, like, most important day?
Yes.
And so any reaction that comes,
you can't dictate to the person how to react.
You know, you can actually massage the person's ego
and make them feel better.
Yeah. Because if you do that to me on my big day, hell will break loose.
Oh no, but I want to, like, me safe. I go both.
Look, when I say hell will break loose, hell will break loose.
Yeah, because imagine if it's the thing is the engagement is at 11 and you bring the dress at 10 and there's alterations that need to be done. Are you gonna carry your machine to the person's house to go and fix, or you have to go back? Imagine if the wedding is in Isekon, you are in Kaswa. Well, what
no, but
time
listen,
are you going to
I think like, you guys can do better with us. Like,
please, by all means, you can do better with us. You can. And then there's the other part where, designers, or what right now, what should we call you? Designers, seamstress, tailors, all of you who make clothes.
Okay. So dressmakers.
Yes. There's a question here that I can actually answer. Should a designer be able to tell a client, maybe this particular outfit won't suit your body type?
Yes.
Yes. I think that clients don't listen.
Yes.
Well, you know, when you see a style on Instagram, there's a body type that is wearing that
Thank
style.
Thank you.
So, as for this one, I'll speak for you guys. There is a body style,
body type.
Body type that is wearing that particular style. And yes, that is why you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, before you go and order this particular dress, please look in the mirror and be sure that if you are seeing hourglass, you are not seeing Kosrokobo in your mirror. No, I'm just, and this is not me even insulting anybody, but just.
No, but there are, you see, and for people who are social media fanatic, those of you who go looking for styles on Pinterest and stuff.
Me, I don't.
There are also pages that will tell you that if you have this figure, this is the right style for you. If you have this figure, this is the right style for you. There are, you know, there are posts like that.
Yeah.
So you can actually use those as guidelines to figure out
You want to order the same thing.
No. It doesn't work that way. And for me, I feel like if as a designer or as a dressmaker or tailor or whatever, when the client comes, you should be able to tell them that, oh, wait, dear, to be very honest, it won't suit you if we do it this way, but we can actually alter it to make it look this way and it will look better. You understand? But you can't also, because the client says, I want this, you go and do that, or you just totally just change the whole style and do something different. Exactly.
Yes, but my media means today I'm coming for the clients. Master. Once you see something you want, try and see how you can tweak it to fit your body's.
Exactly.
Listen, we all have different bodies, whatever we do.
Yeah.
And this one is not even body shame. We all have different bodies. Some people are thick, some people are slim, thick.
Yeah, you see, some people's busts are small, some are big, some are medium. So maybe you see a style and the girl's cleavage is like, you know, all pumped up and yours is not so, and then you want to sew the same thing and it'll make you look like, and you, when we sew it, you'll be like, oh, but that's not how it looked on
the person. Right?
You're not expecting it to look the same way.
Please. You can't look the same way. We don't want to.
Please bear with us when we tell you. It's not like we're trying to insult you or anything, but we just want you to look good in the clothes that we make for you.
Also, hey, you people, the corset, do you want to choke yourselves to death? I want to understand.
It's corset season, baby.
Hey, so right now, there's no style again. You people want, all of you want to sew corset. Yeah, I'll never have one corset, but I'll not wear corset for my big day. No,
for me, look, it's a nice style.
And please,
style,
and it's not hypo.
But
I will do something so different.
Somewhat uncomfortable, you know, especially when we put the bones in. You know, there are different ways of sewing a corset.
Oh, but I've worn a softer corset.
That's what I'm saying.
But for a bride, it's mostly the heavy, thick.
Yeah.
Oh, no, please. Because we are not doing video. I would have showed you before because you'll be like this.
You can't breathe.
You can't. Even the soft corset,
you know, and so when you put the, especially when you put the bones in and like you're going to sit in the car and now you're like, God,
no, please stop snatching your souls before you meet your life partners.
It's not that easy, oh.
By the time you walk from the room and they'll do, yes, where the, and you reach the living room where they'll give you the ring, no, me, oh, shout to me, oh, shout also your body. What's wrong with you people? Joseph Vinti has told you people that change it. And in fact, wear different styles. The corset is too much.
That's the thing. I feel like once there's a style in, everybody wants to, you know, be part of it.
Oh, so, come on.
But there are so many ways of styling clothes, you know. You can always do something different.
Oh, Dabby.
You see,
do you give refunds?
Yes.
To the satisfied clients.
Yes. It's either I give you a refund or I redo what needs to be done.
And you think it's a good practice?
It depends. It really depends on, you know, like if you bring me a fabric that I know that I won't find anywhere, that one, dear, I'll have to give you your money back because I've ruined your fabric. Maybe I'll go into town and go and try and find the same fabric. I may not. So then, yes, that one, you're entitled to it. But if there's something I can do about it, if I need to change it, if I need to redo it, I'll do it for you. But if you tell me that you want a refund.
Because in America, I've not been there, but I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anybody who's listening to me, Jane, I've not been there, but I know.
Don't worry, you'll go
that
there.
When you buy an outfit, you can return it when it's not your, like you take it home and then it's not your size.
Yes. So with that, even
you've lived in London, so yeah.
So you take it back, you have the receipt, the tag is still on it. So basically when we buy clothes, you make sure that you don't take the tag off and you keep your receipt. So that if you go home and it doesn't fit, because maybe you didn't try it in the shop, if it doesn't fit, you take it back with the receipt and they'll give you a refund.
The full money.
Yes.
So is it Africa? So you people, why do you do that?
Africa,
to us?
You see on Instagram, no refund. They'll tell you.
Yeah, Charlie, no. Once a client is dissatisfied, you should be able to refund them their money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should be able to.
That's what I'm saying. So it's actually communication between you and the client. Oh, is there something that we can do? If not, okay, then we'll refund the money. If, you know, we can redo the outfit, that's fine. You know, so it's just communication, really.
So before we wrap up, I just want to find out, when people come to you guys to make clothes, do you advise them on the exposure of their bodies? Are you able to talk them? Yeah, because
someone wants to
clearly
shock.
Sometimes you can see that the exposure is too much, especially for a traditional marriage or wedding. So do you stylishly tell them, hey, wait, yes, I said, no, for go be brave or something?
Some people you can. Others, no matter how you say, even if you say it in a joking manner, they might take it very personal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Some people, they already know that, you know, I have a lot of boobs. My boobs are a lot. So can we use, and that's why we have the mesh, the body mesh. So you can use that to cover. It shows it's all right, but at least it's covered. You know, so there are subtle ways that you can cover up. And it will still look like you are exposing, but you are not exposing, you know?
Okay.
Some people will take it in good faith. Others
wouldn't.
Wouldn't, so.
Well, I think that for traditional marriages, we should minimize the way we show
exposure.
Skin.
Yeah.
Because of the adults.
I've seen a few, and I'm like, eesh.
Yeah, because Charlie, sometimes it's too much.
Too much.
I wish about we learned this, but sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please,
we all
people,
do, but then there's some.
Please, catch yourself some slack.
For me, it's even because, the brides. Like,
the brides. Eesh. If you can expose, and I can see the veins in your body.
Yeah.
I can see your dark knuckles, your toe, there are nails, that some part is black. And I can see your finger. Listen. I don't need to see your bleaching veins. Come on.
Bruh.
You can hide it.
Yeah.
So
for
just
me,
hide it.
No, exposure. I mean, some people like to be stylish and they'll do it in a nice, stylish way that's not too exposing. It's not too revealing.
It's just something like not too
exposing. There are some people to, you know, by bending. You can say it, but whether they'll take it is a different thing.
Please, and please again, designers or those who make clothes, please try not to lie to us. Otherwise, we'll be using a lie detector. Give us the time, the correct time and date that our outfits will be ready.
Yes,
so that
please,
we come and collect our money.
Sometimes you people don't bring it 2 days and 3 days and come and give
then
us pressure.
Yes, go charge express.
Yeah, you can, but still don't expect that because maybe there are other people in line. Just because you are doing express and you have come to pay the money doesn't mean I should stop somebody.
Okay.
To do yours too. You understand?
Okay, I understand. Understand.
So for me, I prefer to do the RTW. ready to wear to the custom made. So I mean, there are specific people that I will do custom for. But if you come to the shop and you see something you like,
then you go take with it.
If you don't like it, then nah, same day, nah, same call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Designers, clothes makers, whatever we are calling you today, seamstresses, tailors, I think that you should also be vocal about your terms and conditions and stick to it. That way, when a client is at fault, it's easier to call them out.
Yeah.
Yes. So we are begging you, of all things, please try to make our clothes on time. Now, if you are listening to this podcast, you can join the conversation on Twitter at GCR Free Your Mind and on all other platforms at The Gold Coast Report. Don't forget to follow us as well and check out more podcasts on this network. Okay. I think so yeah, let me try three.
Hey.
Yadi Kasia Bono air by Vieno. Kofi, am I right?
Kasia Bono news, but
yeah, Yadi Kasia Bono air by Vieno. Na ye catch rem say. No, the tree, I understand it. I'm just trying to see, say,
how you
I'm on the right. Yadi Kasia Bono air by Vieno. Na ye catch rem say. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, that must say I'm with you.
I know, pa. Thank you so much for listening. What's a quick? Can work pay kunwe be wobag basani.
She wanna din din din.
Meji tata say, aka Mansi, aka all the other names that you can remember. And I was here with
Miss Dante.
Miss Dante on all platforms as well. You can follow her. Thank you guys so much, and see you in another episode.
See you later.
Bye.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen2gcr.com. It's a beautiful day, what are we doing today? You'll say let's communicate, oh but I get a relay. Thinking about my life, thinking about a drama. All the choices I made feels like a waste of time. Damn it, fuck a eye, on a different vibe. Oh, but I'm anxious right now. Oh, I want a little less stress on my mind. Locked in my room and got time for your nonsense. I call my senses. You ain't gonna tell me I'm not in your world. Oh, I just wanna be free, free from all the chaos you brought into my life. But I just wanna breathe, sleep and do nothing. I just wanna breathe. I just wanna breathe, sleep and do nothing, I just wanna breathe.